Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is one of the chairs of this year's Guthrie County Relay for Life, is Becky Secoy, now joining us. So thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
All right, so Becky, as I understand it, you had your kind of official kickoff to this year's Guthrie County Relay for Life activities with your nine-pin bowling tournament. Now, kind of the question I would like to ask is, were you able to have something like this last year? I mean, because the pandemic, for the most part, put the kibosh on a lot of things last year, including a lot of Relay for Life events, I'm guessing.
Yes, so last year, this was our very last event. So we had this event, and then that next week is when the public was informed of all of the shutdowns happening and everything going on with COVID. So this was our last thing last year.
And so, Becky, with the limited activities that you were able to have and some other things that you kind of had to think outside the box, just how much money were you able to raise last year?
Last year, we actually were able to raise total funds for the year were $37,461. So even though we didn't have as many fundraisers or in-person events, we were still able to turn around and put a big step forward in fighting this.
And so, Becky, if you wouldn't mind kind of walking us through, how are you able to navigate through all of that pandemic mess, trying to figure out how do you raise money for an absolute worthy cause in the American Cancer Society last year?
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that our community knew that we all have been affected by cancer, all of the volunteers that run this, people in the organization, we all understand that even though there was a pandemic, cancer didn't stop. Diagnoses didn't stop, treatments didn't stop, needs didn't stop. So we wanted to make sure our community still understood that. And as a volunteer committee, we were still pushing and moving forward with our goals. So we moved things to virtual meetings. We held fundraisers or events that people, you know, last year we did the Scoop the Loop instead of the actual Relay for Life event. So sure, we still tried to make it known in the community that we know it's still going on. We still understand there's still needs to be met by our caregivers, by our survivors. So we still wanted to make sure that everybody knew we're still here for them.
Well, and Becky, I know you're starting off the year in kind of a nice step foot forward like you had used before in this program about having just an in-person event to kick off your new Relay for Life year. Obviously, a lot of people are starting to use this phrase again, trying to get back to some sense of normalcy. Can you just kind of tell us what are some of the other plans, some of the other things you're kind of thinking up here for this year's Relay for Life?
Right now, we're still really discussing our main event, which is the main event, the Relay for Life event. We're still in the works on how we can make that happen. American Cancer Society still has a guideline of they don't want in-person events. We still want to make sure we have a population that still is highly susceptible and has lower immunity. So we want to make sure that we're still creating safe environments for them and safe opportunities. So with the American Cancer Society, they have certain recommendations of when we should have in-person events, how many people should be at the event. So we're still discussing how the major event could look this year. We are looking to have an in-person event, whether it be drive-through meal, you know, going back to where it's a large outdoor event. Prior to this year, we were indoor at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds building, and that worked great for us. However, we may be looking to move it back outdoors. That way we just have more open space. People can spread out more while still being together as a community.
So, Becky, I know you previously mentioned about $37,000 you were able to raise last year. Now, to some communities, that seems like quite a bit, even when there's not a pandemic going on. What were your thoughts? What's your comment as far as being able to raise that kind of money, even with a pandemic going on last year?
Honestly, I'm not shocked that Guthrie County still was able to raise that much. We've always had very strong supporters in our communities. All of the towns are very involved. Guthrie County just has a great support system, and I think everybody in the communities understand what it takes and what everyone, no matter how they're facing cancer, if they're the caregiver, the supporter, they understand what people go through, and it's hit all of us, or we know someone close who it's hit. And Guthrie County, I feel like not only with cancer, but with anything our counties face, they come together as a community and help one another out. So I'm not surprised that we were still able to raise this much, even though there was a pandemic going on.
Well, Becky, that's really awesome to hear that. You know, you said you have such a great support system there in Guthrie County. And obviously, when people are talking about Relay for Life, they should not have any qualms about that. I mean, I'm guessing that your ultimate goal is to raise as much money as you can in the fight against cancer and cancer research.
Yes, our ultimate goal is to make sure that everyone who is affected, no matter how they're affected, knows that Relay for Life is here for them, not only to raise funds. We raise funds for research, for testing, for treatment, for Hope Lodges throughout. But we're also here for them just as people who have gone through it ourselves, for people for them to reach out to if they need just someone to talk to, just someone to sit beside. No matter what they're needing, we're all here and we've all gone through it.
Well, Becky, you just had your kickoff fundraiser to begin a brand new year of fundraising for Guthrie County Relay for Life. If people would like to donate, give money to your cause, maybe they missed that kickoff fundraiser, how can they do that? How can they give to the American Cancer Society in care of Guthrie County Relay for Life?
Fastest way to reach out, whether they want to be donors, sponsors, if they want to start a team with our Relay for Life, we have a Relay for Life webpage. And that's at www.relayforlife.org/GuthrieCountyIA.com. They also are more than welcome to reach out to any of the committee members. There's committee members in all of the towns. And I'm sure with the number of volunteer committee members that we have in every town, you're most likely to know someone. So reach out to any of them and they will get you in touch and help you get started. Otherwise, the Guthrie County State Bank, you can drop donations off there, as well as People's Bank in Guthrie Center.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program, here with one of the chairs of Guthrie County Relay for Life, is Becky Secoy, joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.